White Mist Reef ain't like the Everdark gates. Men have shot the gates afore. There are ways through. You need luck and a chart and a great crew, but it can be done. It's special, sure, but not legendary. But no one's made it through White Mist Reef. At least, none who've also made it back. No one. And I thought, if anyone could do it, it'd be you and me, Guile.
I suppose it would.
Magnificent critter she was. We named her Ceres. Said the whole sea must be hers. She followed us half a week while Captain scouted the reef and seemed well-nigh content to hold back until we tried to shoot the gap. Then she boiled the seas with her fury. We'd been expecting it. Plan was to distract her with the shock and sounds of the rafts blowing up in the waters around us. The gun captain was a fool, though. Didn't set the fuses right. Got the timing wrong. Wouldn't listen when I told him. So, when it all went to shit, I pushed him out the gun port and took charge. I walked our shots right in the line to the last raft. Heavy loaded with black powder. 600 paces out. My timing's never been so good. Ceres came up from beneath, and just as she lifted that raft into the air in her jaws, my shot hit the barrels of black powder. For half a minute, I felt like a god. Everyone cheered, and then I felt ashamed. I watched that great beauty bubble and bleed and sink with her jaws all blown four directions. And the other dark ones stopped their circling and came fast to their dead sister. They tried to prop her up in the water. I swear, I grieved. And I knew then what I'd done was wrong. I knew then I was accursed. Been running from Ceres' vengeance ever since.
Why did you come back?
A man gets tired of running, Guile.
Gunner left Gavin and Orholm bewildered on the forecastle.
It's not a death sentence. Well, not necessarily.
Shut up!
Then Gunnar reappeared. He tossed the blinding knife to Gavin. Orholm immediately began helping Gavin tie the long blade to his back with the very ropes he'd been bound with moments before. Gavin didn't even think to ask why.
Well, look at that!
One ho!
The sailor above hadn't even fully climbed the rigging to get in the nest. The clouds had parted so suddenly. It was a bright spring day. The sound of the surf rushing through the teeth of the coral came to them.
Behold, White Mist Reef.
We go down fighting!
Old age hath yet his honor and his toil.
Hold farts always did like them lines. Though much is taken, naught abides.
I don't think that's how
Creature
that's...
Creature high!
Critter! What critter?
Pansy was at the wheel.
Reef ho! And the spout! A spout! It's a whale! A great black whale!
Aha!
Gunner danced in a little circle, then waggled a finger in front of Orholm's face.
So much for that, eh? Sunk by a sea demon? Everyone knows whales and the Dark Ones won't tolerate each other. Ergo, a whale here means there can't be no...
whales! A full pod, sir!
A pod! That means they've driven away
no,
the...
No! Wait! No, that's not possible!
Report! Damn your boxy orbs! Report!
Sea demons! Three, maybe four sea demons! Closing on the whale fast!
The news settled on the crew like a burial shroud.
Permission to go unchain the oar slaves, Captain. They won't stop rowing, I can promise you that.
Gunnar didn't answer him, still stunned by the news.
They all die regardless, but it'll give them hope. It's no small thing to give a man facing his doom.
Permission denied!
He pointed to a sailor below.
You! Get me a pack! Stuffed with rations and water and brandy! Much as you can carry! Get back soonest! Gun crews! Stations! Gun ports open!
The reef was beyond the battle unfolding before them, and the wind was suddenly hard in their sails. Gunnar spared Gavin and Orholm a single look, if only to usher them off to one side as his gun crew came onto the foredeck.
Looks like you get to see a compelling argument for your own selves after all.
He patted the cannon and winked at them. His black mood unaccountably vanished.
Do some of us survive, Prophet?
Of course it was superstitious nonsense, prophecy.
Of course it is.
But when his fate flies from his own hands, a man takes comfort where he can.
Oh, well, or some of us. Gods have always been fond of prophets and madmen.
And emperors?
I don't see any of those here.